Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people, including the bus driver, were injured after a bus veered off the road and was left hanging on an overpass in New York City's Bronx. The NYPD said the incident happened at 11:10 p.m. Thursday. The MTA said the bus may have experienced some sort of brake failure or didn't properly navigate the turn. John Sullivan, a left-wing activist, admitted last week that he followed a pro-Trump mob into the Capitol in order to document the siege, is now under arrest in Utah. The Justice Department criminal complaint is in conjunction with his alleged participation in the Capitol riot. Mr. Sullivan can be heard encouraging protesters in a video he provided to the FBI. He faces charges of civil disorder, entering a restricted building, and violent entry. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said during a hearing Thursday she's not inclined to order Amazon to put Parler back online. Parler, a conservative social media site, is likely to remain offline at least in the near term. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President-elect Joe Biden on Thursday outlined his $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal and called for swift action on it. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion economic relief proposal Thursday with more than $400 billion in funds to battle the pandemic. The plan also includes $1,400 direct payments for most Americans and another $440 billion to help small businesses. Biden said he plans on quickly getting financial assistance to struggling Main Street businesses.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest hit small businesses survive the pandemic, and the low-cost capital that will help entrepreneurs of all backgrounds create and maintain jobs, plus provide the essential goods and services that communities depend upon.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Biden said during a speech in Wilmington, Delaware, the crisis of human suffering is important. Plain sight. We have to act, and we have to act now. We cannot afford inaction. End quote. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As the impeachment proceedings move ahead in Congress, will this be something that hurts or helps the average American? USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
With the Senate considering when to take up the articles of impeachment against President Trump, former acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker says the House's action was more of a no-confidence vote than an actual impeachment. He tells Newsmax TV the effort will ultimately have no impact on the lives of everyday Americans.
This is not an impeachment. This is not consistent with impeachments throughout the history of our republic. And really, at some point in time, somebody has to just say, this is not a serious effort to prove facts and ultimately, you know, convict a president or a public servant. This is just a show of raw political force that will die in the Senate and, you know, be recorded by history, I guess, which is Nancy Pelosi's sole purpose, is to have President Trump be the only person impeached twice. But ultimately, this has no, like, impact as to, Americans suffering from the coronavirus epidemic. Pandemic and entrepreneurs who are trying to figure out how to grow their businesses in this era.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment is a way to remove government officials from office. The Ultimate Fighting Challenge, or UFC, will no longer punish fighters for using marijuana in most cases, making a major change to its anti-doping policy. The world's largest mixed martial arts promotion confirmed Thursday it will no longer worry about positive tests for THC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Well, the arrests are mounting. We had reported the other day that there was a BLM activist out of Utah that seemed to be walking free, but then it was announced last night that, in fact, the activist from Utah, John Sullivan, who organized Antifa protests, including with emails and, talking about the BLM buses in D.C. on the 6th. Okay, so just to kind of give you an idea, now he has been arrested. Now, also, that one of those pictures that we saw of a gentleman sitting at the sitting in the chair of Vice President Pence, the woman that was with him, Christine Priola, she's a former therapist for the Cleveland schools. Now it's been reported the FBI has arrested her for her incursion in the storming of the Bastille. With us right now is the editor of Stream.org, the one and only John Zemerick, Dr. John Zemerick. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, Bill. Thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm still a bit stunned and shocked. And, yeah. And can we get America? You know, I said earlier in the week, and you can tell me if this is fair or not, that our political parties have failed us. I mean, they've got us at each other's throats. They've divided us, and we need to get back to first principles and realize that we are Americans first and above all. And I think this is what was driving the deep state and the progressive nuts, because the idea of American exceptionalism, all the history of America and everything, stands in the way of their ultimate goal, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I've got an article right on topic at stream.org called "Can We Fight the Deep State, the Hive Mind That Rules Us?" Mm-hmm. And in it, I talk about the thesis of some conservative scholars like Angelo Codovia and Charles Murray. Both of them have written analyzing the fact that the ruling class in America, it really is like a caste in India. Mm-hmm. It's like
yes.
Brahmin caste in India. It breathes only among itself.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they go to a narrow, tiny range of high schools, prep schools, and colleges. They work in a narrow range of professions. They intermarry. They only trust each other. And so even if they're Republicans or Democrats, whatever their ideology, if the kind of people you hire to work at the State Department or the FBI, they all have a very similar worldview, kind of a hive mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they were all so hostile to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump represents the deplorables or mm-hmm. the untouchable. And, you know, it's really interesting that, like, Kellyanne Conway's daughter went to one of these, you know, elite schools in Washington, D.C., and sure enough, she turns out a leftist.
Yes.
Even people like Bill Barr, they went to those elite schools, though they identify as Republicans and conservatives. They couldn't bring themselves to prosecute them. They
right.
couldn't bring themselves to release the Durham report. It's really kind of stunning.
Yeah, it really is. And you can tell people by the actions they take. And this is whether, you know, I mean, we went through that whole drill, right, that that James Comey was a Republican or Bob Mueller was a Republican. And, you know, but these guys, I mean, you're asking brain surgeons to do brain surgery on themselves. I mean, they're going to protect the establishment, protect themselves, because it's all about survival, isn't it, at the bottom line?
At survival and holding on to power.
Right.
And that's why now we see, you know, the Republicans, those Republicans who are turning on Trump, they were finally getting to show how they felt all along.
Exactly.
They resented Trump for bringing all these tacky people to vote by even getting the votes of those people and having these vulgar rallies, you know, and getting people excited. How dare you get people excited? We want mm-hmm. Mitt Romney. We want Paul Ryan.
Right,
we
exactly.
want scarecrows with styrofoam heads. Who can be moved around by the Chamber of Commerce to keep ordinary people calm so we can get cheap labor and low wages and maybe a really profitable war every now and then.
Yeah, and you're grateful that you have this ruling elite class, because if it wasn't for us, there would no way that America would be where it is today. You know, speaking of the deep state, I mean, it was Chuck Schumer who warned Donald Trump, and this was on the heels of Jerry Nadler and other Democrats claiming there was no such thing as a deep state. But yet Schumer said, hey, you don't want to mess with the deep state, in much the same way as that commercial, is that you don't want to fool Mother Nature, right?
Right, and this is what Donald Trump's greatest failure. Once he knew that the FBI was cooking up false charges against him and Carter Page and Mike Flynn, he should have leveled it. And I mean, he should have destroyed the FBI and started a new agency from scratch. The next project for any patriotic president is to destroy the FBI. I mean, literally dissolve it and hire local sheriffs from Mississippi and Alabama and Alaska and create a new, more modest federal bureau of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Trump should pardon Julian Assange, pardon Edward Snowden, and release all the files that he has exposing the deep state, because right now, they're our enemy, just as communist China is.
Exactly.
They're the enemy of the people.
Well, he said he was going to release all the information, which was by law to release even the JFK assassination findings, right? And he released maybe 25%. There's still much yet to be released. And my wonder was, maybe even though he was taking on the deep state, he realized that there was a line in the sand for the deep state, that they did not want that information out.
Absolutely, and that's all why we need to get it out. We need to destroy the deep state. I mean, mm-hmm. literally destroy it.
But John, the deep state is so pervasive, though. It's beyond the FBI. I mean, it's almost like every three-letter agency in our government has been so corrupted that it's like you have to wipe the slate clean, and then you're going to do this understanding that because of, you know, their lust for power and control, they are weaponized to the teeth. I mean, what we're seeing in D.C. for next Wednesday, I mean, you got 20,000 troops. I mean, you got more troops than Afghanistan, you know, right now in D.C. for the inauguration of a president.
Yeah, well, I think they're afraid it could turn into Afghanistan, because a lot of us feel like we're under foreign occupation and an illegitimate regime is coming in. I don't think the U.S. government is legitimate after this fake election. You know, I just regard it as we're under occupation, just like Poland was in 1948,
yeah.
when the Soviets.
And sadly, anybody that doesn't go along with the narrative of the established media, the deep state that's been perpetrated, big tech, you know, we're all being canceled, John. You know, loss of jobs. You know, and it's beyond even threats. I mean, it's actual loss of jobs. Anybody associated with the Trump administration, there was a gentleman here recently in the media that was fired because, you know, he was part of the Trump administration. This is just a preview of things to come. They're going to ramp up all the more. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek on the other side of the break. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Hey, we're back back with you, fresh and independent, as we are 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, to download. Well, I tell you, we have experts like Dr. John Zemerich on every day to really give us a deep dive, to give us more than an 8-second soundbite that the establishment media would want to give you and to propagandize you. I mean, we're asking those critical questions, and hopefully in the process, you're realizing that critical questions are free. Along with our First Amendment, so far, Dr. John, you know, the radical left, the progressive left, is such that they are taking full advantage. They're looking at this most recent suspicious election as some sort of mandate, and we're told to shut up, accept the inauguration of the 46th president. We're not supposed to question things, but you know what happens. I mean, people say, okay, all right, you know, I'm not going to cause a big war. I don't want to be arrested. I don't want to lose my job. As I said to you, there's some media companies that have said, look, at if you even talk about this, you're off the air. I mean, that's really sad that this is, you know, 21st century America, for all that our founding fathers have done, the millions plus people who died for freedom, and we're just, you know, we're stomping on their grave. We're disrespecting them by disrespecting the very thing that they died for, the freedoms as enumerated in our Constitution. Number one, of course, the First Amendment right, and right behind that is, you know, the call and the tweet of Joe Biden saying that he's going to crush the NRA. So get ready for the czar, the czardom of one Beto O'Rourke, right? Coming to get your guns.
Well, they literally are not taking it from me peacefully. I think that is the last line in the sand. Mm-hmm. Because the founders, if you read the debates over the ratification of the Bill of Rights, the founders considered the Second Amendment the last backstop against the tyranny taking power in America. If we peacefully surrender our guns under any circumstances, then there's no going back. That is literally the last defense against America becoming potentially a tyrannical government or even a totalitarian state or foreign occupation. That is the end. So as far as I'm concerned, if ever there comes a time that we must fight our government, that would be the time to do it. So I agree with the NRA slogan, you know, they're going to have to take it out of my cold, dead fingers. Because literally, after that, if we turn over our private firearms, we're veal calves just waiting for the slaughter.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is where this is all headed, and we've been talking about this for a long time. You know, the deep state's been around for decades. Let me tell you, they've just been able to, you know, circle their wagons in such a way and to, you know, to secure their positions. And they've been doing this while America's been busy working and trying to provide for their families.
They've just proven that we can elect a president and he won't be able to do much of anything. And they can cripple him like Gulliver. And all of his travels tied down with thousands of tiny strings.
Yes.
They've shown us even the President of the United States in office cannot rebel against them. That's how dangerous and self-interested and tyrannical they are. Now, some of them want to put Trump in prison, put his family in prison, put his supporters in prison. I have another piece of the same I hope people will read. For our leftist belief, the double standard is the point.
Exactly.
The fact is, we can point out all day long, but the Democrats supported the riots for months. And here, this was one demonstration that got a little out of control that the president didn't even encourage to get out of control, whereas, you know, the Democrats were saying basically, burn, baby, burn.
Right.
But it doesn't make any difference because that double standard is precisely the point. Mm-hmm. The reason they want to persecute anyone who is involved in that patriotic protest on January 6th is to show the double standard. The left can burn cities. You can't post on Twitter, conservatives, Christians. You can't have a single demonstration. I wonder if they're going to stop the March for Life after the inauguration. I wonder if that's going to be permitted or if they'll just say, COVID, you're encouraging violence, so whatever. We don't have to give a reason. We're not letting you people demonstrate ever again.
Exactly.
Well, America, so it's basically conservatives and Christians, we are now living under occupation the way the Christians in North Africa were when the Muslims conquered them. They created a Jim Crow system of skinitude, they called it, D-H-I-M-M-I. You are a second-class citizen. Be grateful we let you exist at all. You can't preach your values. You can't work in the public square. Just shut up and submit and show due deference to the ruling class. That's what they have in mind for us.
And that's absolutely clear, lest you be duped and think otherwise. I mean, there's no middle ground here. And to even talk about a double standard, John, I almost think it's futile because it's obvious. I mean, you know, look, at they've been rioting throughout this summer of love. Kamala Harris and others, other Democratic leaders, George Soros and them, have paid the bails, have allowed perpetrators to do much more damage than what was done at the Capitol building. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that you had Black Lives Matter at Lafayette Square trying to burn down a church and all the damage. And if they even had the wherewithal and the force to knock down those barricades, you better believe they'd have been in the Capitol building.
And the insane irony of the fact that they say, oh, and the rioters, they entered Black Lives Matter Square. Okay, let's think about that. This square in D.C. has been renamed for a bunch of Marxist thugs who burned down cities, and we're supposed to condemn the Stop the Steal people who were there? The very fact it's named after this terrorist organization of the left just points at the insane double standard. So it's really important. Anyone who claims to be a Republican or a Christian who says that January 6th discredited Donald Trump, that person is your enemy and has always been your enemy. That person is an infiltrator who is working for the left or just working for his own self-interest and trying to promote himself. But anyone you hear in your church or your conservative group saying that Trump and his movement have been discredited by this one rally that went a little sideways, that person, never trust that person again. Do your best to oust them, to expose them. They are the enemy of everything you stand for, and they will try to destroy you because they want to work with the deep state. They want to work with the woke ideology. They're the Judas. Never trust them again.
You know, John, I've listened to what the president had to say that day and even read the text several times. I did not. And maybe what's in my own heart, and maybe that's the clearing principle here, is that you have to think about not so much what was said, how you received it. You know, but I didn't receive. I don't connect the dots. I didn't connect a dot that took it to the level that even some Republican leaders are saying that this was a call for insurrection and that Donald Trump is worthy of being ousted and absolutely. I mean, you know, to the point to where he could never run for office again. John.
Right.
I mean, help me understand. How do you get there? Is there anything in that speech that you say, no, you know, Bill, it bordered on insurrection. I can see where they're going. I just can't. And I'm really trying to understand their perception on this.
It's not their perception, Bill. They're lying. These are people who hated or envied Trump the whole time. They think they should be president. They can't see other people aren't lining up for hours to see them. Anyone who is saying that, he's simply showing his true colors. He's simply exposing himself that he's been a never-Trumper all along, but he put on a mask. He did what was politically expedient, but this is someone who hated and envied Trump and holds his voters and supporters in contempt all along. So those 10 Republicans who voted for the impeachment, we must destroy them in the primaries, and even if we can't be in the primaries, vote for any Democrat to get them out of the party. Purge the party of these infiltrators.
Well, I think what we're dealing with here, John, is the fundamentals of Genesis 1, and the battle of good and evil continues. And all it requires is a few good people to be passive and not fight back, and evil will overwhelm us because it is coming at us like a flood. Dr. John Zemarek has been our guest. He is the editor of Stream.org. John, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. Always look forward to our enlightening conversations and discussions. Have a great day, buddy. Happy New Year.
You too.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people, including the bus driver, were injured after a bus veered off the road and was left hanging on an overpass in New York City's Bronx. The NYPD said the incident happened at 11:10 p.m. Thursday. The MTA said the bus may have experienced some sort of brake failure or didn't properly navigate the turn. John Sullivan, a left-wing activist, admitted last week that he followed a pro-Trump mob into the Capitol in order to document the siege, is now under arrest in Utah. The Justice Department criminal complaint is in conjunction with his alleged participation in the Capitol riot. Mr. Sullivan can be heard encouraging protesters in a video he provided to the FBI. He faces charges of civil disorder, entering a restricted building, and violent entry. U.S. District Judge Barbara Rothstein in Seattle said during a hearing Thursday she's not inclined to order Amazon to put Parler back online. Parler, a conservative social media site, is likely to remain offline at least in the near term. USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's the address and where you need to go to be in the flow of the know. And speaking of flow of the know, all that you need to know about COVID-19 in 2021, we have a leading doc is going to be joining us to discuss how we can take back control of our health, plus how COVID-19 has disproportionately impacted care for African Americans as well as Hispanics. You know, the vaccine is out, but it's going to take months were to reach widespread use among Americans. New survey data reveals Americans' greatest concerns about COVID-19 and struggles to maintain good health amid the crisis, especially those who suffer from cardiovascular disease. Dr. Kirk Garrett is going to be joining us, and we'll share how we can take back control of our health by staying in care and continuing with preventative care. He's going to focus on cardiovascular disease, the number one killer in the United States. Dr. Garrett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the importance of keeping up with our doctor's appointments, especially when it comes to cardiovascular and preventative care.
Well, you're absolutely right. That's really the key message this morning. You know, we've seen a big reduction in doctor appointments and even reductions in people coming to hospital for emergency heart care. And that's been very alarming. We understand people are eager about the infection. They don't want to go to a place where they think there will be patients who are infected with COVID-19. But it's important to remember that chronic conditions like heart disease require chronic management. And it's very important to stay under care in order to avoid a heart attack or a stroke or other dreadful complications.
Exactly. Are you finding in your research that some people are just failing to keep their appointments because they think the facilities are closed and not available to them because of COVID-19?
That doesn't seem to be the major driver. It's actually the anxiety piece. We've just completed another survey, a nationwide survey of Americans, and found that even late in the pandemic, about 1 in 4, 25% of Americans overall, are hesitant to go to a doctor's office because of concern about catching the germ.
Mm-hmm.
More alarming, perhaps, is that if you look at subgroups, disadvantaged populations like African Americans, like Latino people,
mm-hmm.
The number is even much higher. As much as 45% of those populations are hesitant about going to a doctor's office because they're worried they'll catch COVID-19.
Exactly. And when it comes to all things cardiovascular, so often time is of the essence, is it not?
Absolutely. Both in terms of the chronic care, that is, you don't want to delay for 6 or 12 or more months a doctor's visit that you need in 3 or 6 months, and also in the very acute sense. We saw as much as a 40% drop in patients coming to hospital for heart attacks during the peak of the pandemic in the spring. And we worry that that same influence, that same fear, will keep people away now.
Exactly.
If you're having a heart attack, if you have the signs and symptoms, if you have signs and symptoms of a stroke, time is really critical. You must get immediate care in order to pull through.
Well, and this is what we're hearing more and more of, is that these delays are really exacerbating the problem. People are in more danger than they realize because of, the interference of COVID-19, and interference not only the real, but also the fear that, we could be exposed to COVID by going to a hospital, right?
Yeah, COVID-19 has disrupted healthcare in so many ways. And we've seen through the course of 2020 that there's been an excess in deaths in America attributable to the infection, but there have been additional excess deaths attributable not to infection, but attributable to disruptions in care that were caused by the need to manage all the COVID-19 issues. In fact, some studies indicate that perhaps as much as one-third of the excess deaths that occurred in that year are related to disrupted care, not infection. And the majority of those deaths have been heart and vascular deaths.
Right. Well, Dr. Garrick, what else stuck out for you in this new national survey?
The most striking thing had to do with these disadvantaged populations that I mentioned. In addition, I guess I would add that we are still seeing that not just concern about going for chronic care, but concern about going for urgent care. Really striking, as many as a third of the respondents indicated they would still hesitate to go to a hospital if they thought they were having a heart attack or stroke. Very, very alarming, and that's why I'm out to get the message out to your followers today.
Well, we appreciate the time. We're talking with Dr. Kirk Garrett, Medical Director, Center for Heart and Vascular Health, Christiana Care Health Systems. He is also the Medical Director of the Center for Heart and Vascular Health and is the John H. Amon Chair of Cardiology within Christiana Care Health Systems. This information is so important, and we're alongside you, Dr. Garrett, I hope you know, in getting this information out to people, because there's no doubt that COVID-19 has redefined our lives in this past year. And going forward, how do we, taking what we know so much more than we did, a year ago about COVID-19. We've realized the effects of it and that it is a dangerous virus. But we've upped our game, in terms of social distancing, wearing masks, washing hands, all this. What else can we do in order to find a way to manage, through this, this pandemic?
Yeah, well, I think the clear answer is get the vaccination. And, of course, there are still Americans that are hesitant. We understand that. They're asking good questions, appropriate questions. But at the end of the day, vaccines have allowed us to live life free of dreadful diseases like smallpox and polio and so forth. And this vaccine has the promise to do the same. So I would say get vaccinated, have a conversation with your healthcare provider about how to get that done. And then, of course, for heart and vascular care, please stay under care, see your doctors regularly. And I'll remind your listeners that they can go to secondscount.org for more information.
No, it's a great one, secondscount.org. And Dr. Garrett, you know, with some of the hesitancy that's taken place, I mean, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. As quick as we were able to get the vaccines out into the market, I mean, this was record time. And I think people are applauding overall in a general sense, but there's some people, you know, saying, well, it happened so fast. How can we be sure that all the I's were dotted and T's crossed?
Yeah, you can find information about this, too, online that I think is very helpful. The short answer here is that the things that are normally done in series, one step, then the next, then the next, this time they were all done at the same time, and that allowed us to compress the time required to develop a safe and effective vaccine down from years to just months. I think this will be a model we'll see used going forward, but it should not be perceived that somehow corners were cut.
Exactly.
This thing was fast-tracked so badly that it's not really safe and effective. That is certainly not the case.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any pre-indication of that, if anything, because of the pressure to make sure. I mean, obviously, the scientists and researchers, I mean, these are devoted professionals and, you know, committed to have the challenge and to be given this challenge to turn it around so quickly. Boy, you had quite a unity of professionals coming together, I think, which was in the public interest, was it not?
Absolutely. And I would add that we've now had an opportunity to inoculate enough Americans to have a sense of how this is actually going to look when we roll it out to the population at large. And remember that there's no perfectly safe vaccine. People can have unexpected allergic reactions or something. That's true of every medication that you could look at. And yes, if you have a complication that's going to occur in one in a million people, well, when you inoculate several hundred million people, you'll see a few of those events. So the media is going to report those, and that's reasonable and appropriate. But let's also keep in mind that at the same time, we're seeing about 4,000 Americans die every day of this dreadful disease.
Mm.
So it's very much in your favor to get the vaccine.
And stay on top of any heart or vascular health. That is critical as well. That should be our key takeaway from this conversation with Dr. Kirk Garrett, Medical Director of Center for Heart and Vascular Health with Christiana Care Health System. One more time, Dr. Garrett, remind everybody where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
You bet. Secondscount.org. That's your source for the information that you need.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. and we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. All the information is right there, including the plethora of outstanding guests that we feature every day, every week, just for you. It's our gift to you because we're givers, okay? Download to your heart's content, share them with your friends and neighbors, and get the word for freedom out there. And as we've been saying all week long, this isn't a Republican thing, a Democratic thing. I mean, I think you have to admit that the political forces have not served we the people very well. I mean, we're divided like never before, brought to you by the Republican, Democratic, Independent parties, okay? And what we need to do is get back to first principles. That's what's key in all this. As I tell my kids, it is experience that defines preference. And you need to be able to analyze and discern, you know, what we've been experiencing and what is the preference. To me, the preference is we need to unite around first principles, the first principles that above all, you know, we're Americans, except for people of faith. You know, we say that our allegiance belongs to God himself, but as an entity itself, next to God, when we consider this country and are we doing it harm or are we doing it good? It is the battle as we've been fighting from Genesis 1, the battle of good and evil. And that's what is before us right now. Bruce Hosconnect is with us. He is the attorney who serves his focus on the family's judicial capacity. Hey, Bruce, good to have you back with us. Happy New Year. How are you, sir?
Well, Bill, thank you for having me on. It's great to hear your voice again.
Well, wonderful. Well, we've got the 46th President of the United States about to be inaugurated next Wednesday. And meanwhile, D.C., unlike January the 6th, we've got National Guards numbering larger than what we had in Afghanistan. I mean, over 20,000, they tell me, are there. They're sleeping on the floor in the Capitol. I mean, it is it's an awesome sight. And when I say awesome, I don't mean necessarily in a good way. It's rather foreboding.
Right. In fact, I got off of a meeting a few minutes ago where our staff member that's located in D.C. is saying that they are closing down D.C. from 7 to 10 blocks in all directions from the Capitol beginning today at noon, I think he said. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing.
What are they anticipating here? I mean, are they thinking that Joe Biden is going to garner as many people as Donald Trump did? And it wasn't necessarily for Donald Trump as it was for the Constitution, because we had like three events there at D.C. that took place over a 6-week period. And the first one drew over 1.4 million. The second was close to that, if not more. And certainly this last one was much more. They talked about hundreds of thousands of people. They don't want to give you the raw numbers, but even the D.C. police admitted that it was over 1 million. The first one was 1.4 million. I think this one, boy, I'll tell you, it could have approximated based on what you were seeing with the videos and the pictures of what was going on outside of the Capitol and through the D.C. Mall and all. It looked like it probably could have gotten close to a couple million people that were there.
Yeah, no doubt. I saw the pictures too, and it was amazing. I think they're simply worried about the threats that they've seen online, not only against the inauguration, mm-hmm. but all 50 state capitals. Apparently, the FBI is monitoring chatter on social media and other channels, and there continues to be this ominous threat to the safety and security of all, not only D.C., but all 50 state capitals because of what we witnessed last week.
Are they determining where those threats are coming from? Are they coming from, you know, Trump supporters, or just like what happened on the 6th, where clearly we're starting to see, and this was my question from day one, I think we need to slow down. You being an attorney, you appreciate the idea of due process, but due process in the modern era seems to be thrown out the window, and we want to jump to conclusion and fix in our brains our own narrative on whatever incident takes place. And, you know, the facts be damned. I mean, we ignore the facts and we get ourselves revved up. We revved other people up. And, I mean, here they are threatening the 45th president with insurrection, with statements. I mean, I didn't sense them as inflammatory. I wish he would rather not keep talking and drumming the beat. Drumbeat about, you know, fraudulent election. We've got enough people out there trying to pursue that. But in the absence of real fact and a place, a venue where we can have standing and present the evidence, you know, you're just fighting the wind.
It's true. And it's really early in the investigative process to really make judgment calls. Obviously, a lot of the arrests that have been made have been of right wing militia types and Proud Boys and other extremists on the right. But even yesterday, there was announced that they made an arrest of one left-wing BLM / Antifa activist. So there's plenty of blame to go around. And I think the FBI is monitoring both the left and right for threats related to in the inauguration day. So I don't know what to expect. Hopefully, because of all the attention that the law enforcement is paying to those threats, In actuality, everything will stay underground where it belongs.
Right. Well, hopefully they will do something they didn't do in the Summer of Love, where they allowed, you know, buildings, businesses, jobs to be destroyed, people to be killed, and, you know, stand back and let this happen. It seems that maybe the clear lesson of January the 6th is you've got to nip it in the butt. The sooner the better. You can't allow it to gain momentum, or, you know, things just get carried away. And this is what happened, I believe. And January 6th was a culmination of the Summer of Love. And a lot of people, I mean, you know, in our raw humanity, we can all be foolish. We can all, I mean, there's some really smart people, Bruce, and I'm hearing their stories. And this is what happens when you get involved in a mob. You can find yourself doing things that, in and of yourself, in a million years, you would never think you would do. But then you now here you've done it. And you, oh my God, I don't know how to explain it, but I did, and I'm guilty. You know, I assume responsibility, and it was a bad mistake, and you know they will pay the consequences, you know, for that. But that's what happens in a mob. You get the full spectrum of people. You get you know foolish people who make foolish mistakes. And then you get the anarchists who, I believe, took advantage of the wave of energy and the momentum that was, you know, was set into motion by the Stop the Steal people that were bringing out, you know, hundreds of thousands of people to converge on D.C., and they took advantage. I mean, they arrested one Antifa agent, and he said, he told the police, goes, you know, I was just there to observe.
Mm-hmm.
And they accepted that, let him go.
Exactly, yeah. I think more is going to come out. I think the investigations and the arrests have just begun. It'll probably be weeks, if not months, before we get a full picture of what actually happened on the 6th.
Yeah. But meanwhile, sadly, we're impeaching a president. We're claiming things without due process. I mean, this doesn't heal the nation. Because lest the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, forget, 74-plus million people voted for Donald Trump. And the pain that the president is feeling, they're feeling alongside of him. And this is a tough disturbance. Now, you may have, you know, media, the elite media, propaganda media saying, hey, look, we can't talk about this stuff. If you do, you're going to be canceled and disqualified and that sort of thing. So, you know, like everything else, they'll go underground, but their opinion will still hold in the absence of factual evidence, right?
Yeah, well, that's definitely the case. In fact, we had one of our videos taken out from YouTube because President Trump's rally in Georgia, because somehow they said it violated their norms and standards. You know how that works, even though there are dozens of other videos of the same rally still on YouTube. So we're appealing that. But again, we understand quite personally what the impact of the left's attempt to silence the right looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's Jim Daly. It's his fault. I mean, he's just so, you know, such a rebel. You know, that's...
you know, we're having a day of prayer on Inauguration Day where, if your listeners will check our Facebook page for folksonthefamily.org and also for The Daily Citizen, which is our news website.
Yes.
We'll be showing that. We'll have several speakers leading prayer, both from inside Folks on the Family and hopefully a guest appearance or two of people that you would know.
Right.
But that's on Wednesday at the inauguration, so check our social media pages for that.
Bruce, thank you for doing that. That is so important. Prayer does matter. And people of faith are realizing that more and more. Even people outside of the traditional realms of faith, Bruce, I'm seeing repeatedly, you know, with all this chaos going on, you know where they first look? You know where they're first looking? They're looking up. Instinctively, they're looking up because they know the answer is not going to come from government. It's not going to come from some new president. It's going to come from God himself. I mean, they're praying for the Lord of Heaven's armies to come down to make himself known in a dramatic way, because we cannot continue to live with this chaos. We've seen this kind of chaos before in other countries. It has resulted in, you know, in some cases, as it is right now, organ harvesting, you know, just people dying, murders, just all kinds of insidious demonstration of the worst of humanity, barring God's interest into the situation. We need to bring Jesus right to the very center of this issue that we're dealing with, and we need to listen and obey, don't we?
Amen, Bill. We really need to pray more than we ever have for peace in this country, for the success of the incoming administration, and for the issues we care about, the life and liberty and religious freedom.
Amen.
We have to storm the throne of God.
Amen. Well, even the Bible says the gates of heaven suffer violence. The righteous take it by force. And I believe this is where we are right now. Bruce Hausknecht, thank you so much for being with us. Sir, 5 seconds. Tell them where they can go for this day of prayer.
Either The Daily Citizen on Facebook or Focus on the Family on Facebook.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.